Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He has Rick Schlesinger of the Milwaukee Brewers. Rick, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You looked really good. You looked really good. You did.
Sorry, I'm not there.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but we'll try this again in the future. All right. So I want to get you on to talk about this alumni home run derby coming up on July 25th. First thing I want to know is whose idea was it? Where did we start with this?
Our marketing and media relations folks came up with this idea, and we just thought it was fantastic. And you know, my first reaction was, can we get players, the alumni players, to be interested? And the response has been overwhelming. So we have so many players coming in for the July 25 celebration of 25 years of the ballpark. And then a lot of the alums are looking forward to hitting home runs after the game in a sort of a home run derby. So I know it's going to be a lot of fun for the fans.
Have you had questions about why certain guys aren't in it, like Zach Greinke for one?
I think certain players, have commitments, or certain players, you know, were probably more proficient without hitting home runs and don't want to be embarrassed. But we've got no shortage of people with, you know, obviously Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun, Carlos Gomez, Bill Hall, J.J. Hardy, Corey Hart are all going to be here. Still figuring out who's going to actually participate.
But Niger Morgan.
We'll probably have a little draft. Niger Morgan, Mark Loretta.
Eric Thames.
Mike Moustakas. Yeah, yep. Eric Thames. All those great guys from the last 25 years. So but, no shortage of players.
I love you, Rick. But Danny Kolb? I mean, hey, Danny Kolb? Hey, what? Why?
Danny Kolb had some good years as our closer.
No, I'm not talking about that. This is a home run derby. I'm not asking him to close a baseball game for me. I want to see the ball go. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, not all these players are going to be in the home run derby.
Oh,
these
that's
are players,
what I thought. These were all
no,
in.
These are players who are going to be at the 25 years of celebration, and only certain selected players that are drafted will be in the home run derby.
When we were talking about this on Friday, I was like, man, why do we got pitchers in the home run derby for? I'm sure so many of them can hit, like, maybe. But that's why I was like, I want Greinke. I want to see Greinke get in the home run derby and see what this looks like. Okay,
yeah,
so
no, we're going to have legitimate hitters only in the home run derby.
Okay, so now let's take it to another degree. So if this goes well, do we forecast maybe an alumni baseball game at some point?
I'm open to it. I think the fans would love it.
Yes.
And given the reaction from our Brewer player alums to coming back, they always want to come back to the ballpark. So we absolutely could have in the future an actual alumni game. And I know that the players would love it, and the fans would love it. And, you know, maybe there's a charitable angle, raise some money for a good cause around the state. So, yeah, I'm open to it for sure.
Okay. Now, the other part of what I wanted to talk about, which you've now blown up in my face, is I was looking at all of these different guys. And I was like, man, you could have like two teams, right, of home run derby hitting teams, and then have a winner of whatever team hits the most home runs. At which point, right now, you've got Cedar and George Kataris as a pitching and catching duo. But I was like, man, you could have Dillard and you could have Vinny Rattino as the other team's pitching and catcher and work in the TV ads, or have Rock out there throwing BP or something.
We could. I think I don't know if Rock's knees are up for it. He might balk at that, but we absolutely could have, you know, some, you know, our TV guys participate, and they'll be there, and they'll definitely be part of the experience. We'll try to figure out how to integrate them into the Home Run Derby, though.
Then what happened with all these prices? Are these like the prices that were back in the day? Because I don't remember prices ever being this cheap, if I'm being honest. Draft beers for $2.50 until first pitch?
Yeah, I don't think they were this low back in when the ballpark opened, but it made sense because 25 years and a natural, you know, number of 25. So we thought we'd have some fun with brats for $2.50 till first pitch, $2.50 draft beers, 25% off items, certain items at the team store. So, yeah, just anything with 25 made a lot of sense.
Time with Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. So this is going to happen after the game against the Marlins, but that game is at a very weird time, a 3:10 Friday start.
Yeah, we decided to take a little chance at sort of like, you know, the business person special, the old days when you had an afternoon game on Friday.
Yep.
And given that, you know, a lot of people do work from home on Friday or are able in the summer to take Friday off for a half day, we thought it'd be perfect to have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Them come out and join us for sort of a mid-afternoon game.
How does that work over there for y'all? Do you have all your people still coming in, or are you allowing most of them to work at home and you see them like once a month?
Oh, no. Everybody's worked full-time here because, you know, we're in the entertainment business, and, you know, 81 games a year in the regular season, we have to put on, you know, entertainment, and so everybody is here. So we're full-time in the office.
I am a huge fan of everybody being in the office. It just helps morale. It helps camaraderie, chemistry, all that fun stuff. If you want to get tickets to any one of these Brewers home games, including this, July 25th. Now, it's not a separate ticket, right? If you go to that game, you just simply stay in the stands and watch after. My question is, if people are getting off work at 5, 5:30, don't have tickets to the game, they just want to come watch a home run derby, can they still get in or no?
They have to buy a ticket. So it's anybody, like you said, anybody who buys a ticket to the game can stay for the game, stay for the post-game home run derby. But if somebody's getting off of work and want to come to the home run derby part, they still have to buy a ticket for the game.
Perfect. What about autographs? Are any of these guys going to be doing autographs?
Yeah, we're looking to talk about what we're going to do, but we definitely want to have fan interactions with these players and looking to do autograph areas for a number of these players during the course of the game. More details to follow, but we will absolutely have autograph sessions.
He is Rick Schlesinger, Brewers president of business operations. How has business been this year, Rick? I mean, coming off a sweep against the Twins, you've got Mizorowski, the young stud, against Skeens on Wednesday. That you couldn't have asked for a better pitching matchup there. I would assume business has got to be picking up here.
Yeah, we may even sell out the game on Wednesday, which is fantastic for a day game on Wednesday. And yeah, tickets are going very well and business is very strong. And it helps that the players are playing great. It helps that we have this marquee matchup of two of the best young pitchers in baseball. But, you know, every game matters. And, you know, we swept the Twins. We caught them, I think, at the right time because they're scuffed a little bit. We can't let our foot off the accelerator. We've got six games against teams that are sort of in last place. But you know what? They've caused us problems in the past, and we just got to continue with the intensity and keep beating these guys.
I'll say this, and I don't know how much you all think about this one way or the other, but I guess I kind of do, having lived here forever, is anytime you've got a manager or a coach, depending on the sport that you're in, out in the community and being a part of the community, I think that also helps too. I mean, Pat Murphy is constantly out in the community. Kids play baseball and youth baseball in the area and stuff. You see him at games, all of that. I think that just helps the fan want to root for the guy, root for the team, all of that stuff. Council, obviously, the trader. He grew up, lived here, so everybody rooted for him while he was here. I don't know why people still do now, but that's another story. But, I mean, from that perspective, that has to help too, man, having somebody that's, you know, is a part of the fabric of the community.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of interesting. We lost Council, who was part of this community for a long time, and then Pat Murphy, who certainly is not a native Milwaukee, but he's so relatable. He loves the community. He's a very good manager and a very good person. So he really cares about people. He likes kids. He likes to be involved, and he's always asking me, what can I do more to be in the community? What can I do more to help the team? And I keep saying, Murph, just keep managing the way you're managing, and that's the best help you can give us. But he really cares about people, cares about the town, the state, and it shows. I mean, it's genuine, it's authentic, and as I said, he's very relatable to the average Joe in town.
There he is, Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Anything else you want to promote on the way out outside of the home run derby that I may have missed?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the Nelly postgame concert this Friday
after
our game.
We gave tickets away to that a couple weeks ago.
And we've got, speaking of Pat Murphy, we've got his bobblehead for the first 25,000 fans on this Saturday. So a lot of good fun things to do this weekend. Obviously, Summerfest is here, but we're here, and there's plenty of entertainment for everybody.
Who chooses Nelly as the postgame concert? Was that you? Was that your call?
I'm not exactly the biggest Nelly fan, but he's generationally a little bit, I'm a little too old for Nelly, but
yeah.
I know that a lot of our people here, age 20 to 50, think he's fantastic, and he's done this at other ballparks and put on a great show, and he's a very talented guy, so we're very fortunate we fit within his schedule.
You a Summerfest guy?
I do like Summerfest. I have not gone in a few years just because conflicts with the baseball schedule, but big fan of Summerfest.
You are. So what type of music is your type of music? Who do you like?
I'm sort of an 80s and 90s kind of guy. You know,
oh.
I like the, you know, sort of the traditional bands, the Eagles and, you know, groups like that. I saw the Eagles at Summerfest a few years ago. It was one of the best concerts I've ever attended.
So did you go to Def Leppard the other night?
I did not.
Do you like Def Leppard?
Yes. I mean, he's a good group.
You didn't sell that enough. No, I don't believe
okay.
you. No, you didn't sell that enough. No,
yeah.
No.
There's a little hard rock for me. I'm more of an Eagles and sort of, you know, mainstream kind of music guy.
All right, no, that's fine. Hey, Rick Schlesinger. See, we learned something about Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for the Brewers. Rick, thanks so much, man. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for having me on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.